First Peter, and I want to read, begin reading verse number 2. Stand with me, verse number 2. Stand with me, let's honor the Bible. We'll read a few verses here, and I want to read to you a letter written by Peter. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Let me drop down then and read a few verses down in verse number 10, verse number 9. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired, and searched diligently who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. Verse 13, wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is brought unto you, the revelation of Jesus Christ as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Let's go down to verse 18. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Verse 22, seeing ye purify your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Our Father, we thank you, Lord, for your precious word. Lord, we realize, Father, that there's a grave responsibility that's laid upon us. And Lord, I pray today, Father, that you'd help us to preach what you put on our heart. Lord, we love you. We thank you for all your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for this church and for these that are bound with us. We pray, Lord, your blessings here this morning on this service. Lord, I pray, God, that you'd saturate our lives with your Spirit, and Lord, just guide us and lead us. And Lord, we pray that you'd again anoint us afresh with fresh oil, and let us preach with power today your precious word, Lord, that it might have its effect, Lord, in the service. We ask you, dear God, to go with us now and what you do for us. We'll be careful to thank you, and we'll praise you for all you do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Before I get into this morning, I'd like to say it's good to have Sister Joanne back with us this morning. It's good to have Sister Bernice back with us this morning. It's always a blessing to see her be able to come and to be in the service along with all of you. It's good to have all of you this morning. I want to talk to us this morning, if God will help us for just a few minutes, about this letter of Peter, a letter to the church. And I want to maybe talk to us about some things here real briefly that's the most important in our day. I want to talk about the most important things this morning. One of the most important things that the Apostle Peter talks about is the fact about our hope. He talks about our hope that we have in God. Now, I want to say this morning that I realize that we live in a very uncertain day. We don't live in a fearful day. We live in an uncertain day. For the child of God has hope. It makes no difference what day we live in. Amen. If you've been saved by the grace of God, there's hope for you. This world is not my home. Amen. I have a better hope. Amen. And the Bible tells us that it's an inheritance that's incorruptible and undefiled, and it fadeth not away, and it's reserved in heaven for you. I'm glad that this is not all of it. Amen. Amen. I'm glad this morning that Jesus Christ came into this world to give us life, and that we might have that life more abundantly. Now, he's not talking about he come to give us physical life. He came to give us spiritual life. Amen. We've already attained physical life, but he came that through him he could grant us eternal life. Amen. Everlasting life. And what a blessing that is to know that you can obtain eternal life now. Amen. While we're in the flesh, while we're in the physical, I'm glad that we can obtain eternal life. It's as good as if I'm already there. That's how sure this eternal life is. Amen. The Bible said, he that believeth on him shall never die. I'm glad this morning that I died one day as a 16-year-old boy in an old-fashioned altar. I died out to the love and the practice of sin that day. Amen. For that, from that time forward, I was gifted eternal life. And I'm living on right now in that promise that I have from the Lord Jesus Christ. One day, they'll roll this old body up before at the altar somewhere, and I'm sure folks will come around and they'll view that house of clay, but I won't be living there anymore. I'll be gone. Hallelujah. In my brand new home, an eternal home to live with the Lord forever. I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to that day. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, we have that blessed hope that's eternal, and it lays within the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're here this morning and you've never been saved, you've never put your faith in the Lord Jesus for salvation, you're not saved this morning. And if you die without Christ, you'll die in your sin, and you'll die and go to hell and be forever separated from your Creator, God, our Heavenly Father. What a tragedy for somebody to die without Christ. You don't have to die this morning lost. When you think about the text this morning, the Apostle Peter made it sure that the church would know without a certainty that they could have confidence in the hope that lies in the Lord. I'm glad this morning for that blessed hope. Amen. It's not a hope-so salvation. It's a no-so salvation. That's how true this blessed hope is. Amen. And we know this morning that we have that hope because he writes to us in verse number 10. Not only does the apostles preach to us about this hope, but it was prophesied in the Old Testament day that this day would come, that the blessed hope would be manifested to men through the Lord Jesus Christ and confirmed, amen, by the apostles and these letters written. It's one thing to say, verily, but it's another to say, verily, verily I say unto you. I tell you, the Lord confirms it, amen, by the Old Testament saints and the New Testament apostles of that blessed hope, amen, that lays in the Lord Jesus. How those people in the Old Testament, when they were saved the same way that you and I are saved today. They had to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. And they had to look to the cross of Calvary for the remission of their sin. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And they look for that eternal sacrifice, the Lord Jesus Christ that died on the cross and shed his blood for the forgiveness of sin throughout all history and throughout all future. I'm glad this morning that we have that blessed hope, amen, that's given unto us. But then you note, not only does he tell the church about this blessed hope, he says, now that you have that hope, he said, to practice to be holy. Amen. He said, practice to be holy in their day. Practice to be holy in our day. The Bible said, wherefore? He said, gird up the loins of your mind. He said, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, he said, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written,
be ye holy. He said, for he is holy. Amen. I want to say this morning that he presses the church to be holy. He says, first of all, to be holy in your mind. Yes. Amen. Now, I'm going to tell you this morning. He says, how a man thinketh, so is he. It makes a big difference how we think today. Amen. Now, I realize this morning that there are some folks that don't have a good mind. They can't help it. That's just the way they were born into this world. But if you're here this morning and you have somewhat of a good mind, amen, the devil's going to do everything he can, I'm going to tell you, to take that mind and distort it every way that he can. Amen. That was the problem in the very beginning. He would get to your mind. But where the Bible teaches us to have in us the mind of Christ. To think on things above and not things down here. I tell you this morning, the Bible tells us to be smart, amen, and to be mindful of our actions and the way that we do. Did you know this morning that when you think something, it's easy to do that something? Amen. And that's the reason why we do it, is because we think about it. If we didn't think about it, we wouldn't do it. And so it's important that we get smart in our very actions that we do, that we practice being holy in this sinful and cursed world. Amen. Now listen, I realize this morning that there's not any of us perfect. I know that, but I tell you, I said practice to be holy. Amen. Be ye holy. He said, for without holiness no man shall see God. And we're to be holy. We're admonished to be holy. The Bible tells us because God is holy. We can't be perfect, but the Apostle Paul said strive for perfection. To try to be the very best we can for the honor and the glory of God. Not that men pat us on the back, but that they see Jesus in us and the way we conduct our lives, and they want to come to know the same Lord that you know, amen, and that helps you to live like you live this morning. Amen. Amen. Then he says to be sober, not only to be mindful of our actions, but to be morally alert. Amen. I tell you, just anything won't do. You got to behave yourself. Amen. There's times that the lust of the flesh wants to just run away with the world. Amen. Now, I want to tell you, we've seen just in this past week the presidential candidates, and look how immoral minded that they become. Amen. I'm going to say this morning that we ought to be morally minded. Amen. And have morals about us in this day of holiness. That's the reason why he said be sober minded. Amen. Quit thinking like a fool and quit acting like a fool. Amen. But be sober minded and be soberly and morally alert in your actions. If it doesn't look right, leave it alone. He said to shun the very appearance of evil. If it smells bad, get rid of it. Leave it alone. There's something wrong with it. Amen. He said for us to be sober, morally alert. Some morals. What happened to our morals in America today? Yeah, we're not taught morality anymore. Just anything goes with the world. Just whatever feels good, do it. And that same mindset has came over in the church, not only in Peter's day, but in our day. That's why he addresses the issue to remember your hope that you have in the Lord Jesus Christ. And in that hope, practice holiness. Amen. Now, I tell you, I'm far from perfect. But I tell you, I sure do want to be. Don't you? I want to be. Every time I pick up this Bible and I snuggle up with the Lord Jesus, and I sure want to be more and more like my blessed Savior. I want to act right. I want to talk right. I want to behave myself out in public right. And I'd like to know that my dealings are just. And I want to like to know that I'm doing what God wants me to do and is pleased with the holiness that I exemplify in the world, and that I can be an example to you, that it might make a difference in your home.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, Peter said, let's be holy. We're the church, let's be holy. Because we belong to God. We belong to the Lord. He said, as obedient children, he said, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. That moral, immoral behavior that we done back before we were saved.
Yeah.
Amen. That drinking and that cussing and that carousing and running around and all the things that we had no business doing after we're saved. We used to do those things. Amen, but we got born again.
Amen.
And he said, we got no reason to do them anymore. Don't follow after those lusts of the flesh.
Amen,
amen. But learn. And he said, he said, as obedient children, not disobedient children, but let's do it as being obedient to the Lord Jesus Christ. Strive to be holy in your living.
Yes.
Amen. And remember your redemption. Remember how you got here. Remember how you got here. He said, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation, he said, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Remember how you got here. You didn't get here because your mother and daddy got you here. You got where you're at today, saved by the grace of God, by the blood of our Lord Christ.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, the anointed one, the sacrificed one. The Bible said the Lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world. You know what that means? That means before you were ever born, he had you on his mind.
Amen.
Amen. Before you was ever born, he had you on his mind. When he went to the cross of Calvary, he was thinking about you and me. Amen.
Amen.
While he was dying on the cross, while he was ridiculed, and while he was suffering and bleeding and dying, he thought about you and me.
Amen.
Amen. That's why we're here. Is that not worth living for him?
Yes,
he died for us.
Amen.
He said, who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God.
Yeah.
Now, if I was going to write to church, I'd want them never to forget how they got saved.
Yeah.
I would never want them to forget their hope in God.
Amen.
I would never want them to forget to live holy in this present world. I tell you what this world needs to see. It needs to see something that's real.
Amen.
Amen. Real Christian people. They already shining the light on a lot of hypocrisy in our world. But you know what they need to see? They need to see somebody that's real. And they need to see you. Amen. They need to see you and me.
Amen.
In this. Amen. He said that your faith and hope might be in God. I'd want them to know this morning. I'd want them to remember that it was by the blood of Jesus Christ sacrificed on the cross is how they got redeemed.
Amen.
By the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. But then, lastly, what I'd like for them to know is not ever underestimate the power of the Word of God.
Amen.
The Word of God. He said, seeing ye have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever, ever. He said, but the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Don't ever underestimate the power of the Word of God.
Amen.
This will still work in our day.
Amen.
Just like it did in their day. Them old Hebrew scribes, back in the olden days. Now, if you know anything at all about the Hebrew writings, their letters are really strange. They write, we write from the left to the right, they write from the right to the left. But in their writing, a lot of their letters look really close alike. They look alike. And depending upon what letter they put there may make the interpretation altogether different. And so they'd write those, and those scribes would take pains to be sure that every one of those jots and tittles was right.
Yeah.
You've heard that word, those words before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every one of those would be exactly right. And they would take pains to be sure that when they wrote it on one of the skins, that it would be identical on the next piece of skins.
Amen.
Yeah. Now think. Amen. They didn't have paper machines like you and I got. They had to use skins,
yeah.
Animal skins. And they would sit there and write on them things, and it would have to be just perfect, perfect in that making that word. And for 6,000 years of human history, they brought that down to us.
Amen.
That every jot and tittle would be exactly right.
Amen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't you think it ought to be important to us?
Yes, sir.
Something brought to us so meticulous. Don't you think that the Word of God ought to be precious to you and I?
Yes, amen.
We'll go home and we'll throw that book down and we'll just walk off and leave it. And we won't even look at it again till the next time we come to church. This is particular.
Yeah.
This is God's Word.
Yes,
to the church. This is what we live by. Amen. And one day we'll probably have to die by it.
Right.
Yeah, and that won't be too long in our world.
Right.
We may have to die by it. But what's good enough to live by, good enough to die by.
Amen.
Now I'm going to tell you, if I was going to write the church a letter in 2016, it would be to take the Word of God and make it precious in your life, the most precious in your life. Amen. Now I want to say this morning. How much of this have we let get undone? How much of this have we neglected? We've neglected to know that we have hope in Christ. We've neglected to practice holiness. This hope was written by the old prophets and by the New Testament apostles, bringing it down to us. And confirmed by the angels.
Yeah.
Even confirmed by the angels.
Yeah.
They desired to look into what we're getting.
Amen.
That's how glorious this hope is. And then this holiness, have we just let it slip away and just no longer practice holiness because we've entangled so much in the world? Have we just let it go? Have we forgotten how we were saved? How do we value His Word?